Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us here today. Truly, the Lord is good. Amen. And he is worthy to be praised, for he woke us up this morning. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And he gave us a brand new day. Amen. Glory to God. Well, I want to thank all of you for joining us. I want to thank all of you for counting it not robbery to spend time with us today. Amen. And to hear what the Lord will lay on our hearts today. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. For truly this is the day that the Lord has made, so I will rejoice, and you shall rejoice, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Well, the scripture today is coming out of the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 9, verses 19 through 23. And I pray that you have your Bible with you, but if not, please go to www.biblegateway.com, and there you can type in 1 Corinthians 9. Verses 19 through 23. Now, I am reading it from the Amplified Bible. You can choose to read it from the King James, but I pray that God would give you the revelation of what he is saying to us today. Amen. Praise the Lord. It says, "For although I am free in every way from anyone's control, I have made myself a bondservant to everyone so that I might gain the more for Christ. To the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might win Jews. To men under the law I became as one under the law, though not myself being under the law, that I might win those under the law. To those without, who are outside of the law, I became as one without law. Not that I am without the law of God and lawless toward him, but that I am especially keeping within and committed to the law of Christ, that I might win those who are without law. To the weak, wanting in discernment, I have become weak, wanting in discernment, that I might win the weak and over scrupulous. I have, in short, become all things to all men, that I might by all means, at all costs, and in any and every way, save some by winning them to faith in Jesus Christ. And I do this for the sake of the good news, the gospel, in order that I may become a participator in it and share in its blessings along with you." Amen. Glory to God. I praise God for his word, and I thank God for what he is doing in our life. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, today we're talking about building kingdom relationships, and I truly believe that that starts with us. I believe that we have to desire to build relationships with people, with the people of God, because God desires to have a relationship with each and every one of us. And if we are to be Christ-like, if we are made in the image and the likeness of God, God is a builder of relationships. Amen. He cultivates relationships. He wants to be there for each and every one of us. He wants to know what we're thinking, what we're feeling. He wants to know, amen, everything about us. Praise God. And I'm not saying he wants to know as if he does not know, but simply I mean this. God thinks so much about us that he has numbered the hairs on our head. God thinks so much about us that he gives us the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, to comfort us in our time of need, to keep us, to teach us, to instruct us, to pray with us and pray through us. God desires to have that one-on-one personal relationship with us. So we must also desire to have a one-on-one personal relationship with the body of Christ. Amen. Within each and every one of us, amen, is the will to have a relationship with one another. Amen. Glory to God. Because everyone wants someone who they can talk to. Everyone wants someone who they can relate to. Everyone wants to talk to someone who they feel can understand them. Amen. And so Paul was saying, "I became all things to all men so that I could win some to Christ." See, there are certain people that you have to talk to a certain way. Amen. There are those who you come to and you know, set that plan that you have in mind, and you go to them and you say, do you know Jesus? Have you accepted Jesus into your life? And then you just begin to talk. But then there are those that you need to sit down and really have a discussion with. How are you? How was your day? What are you doing with your life? You know, what are the things that you like? Do you like basketball? Do you like baseball, soccer, football, volleyball? You know, what are you into? Do you like singing? Do you like dance? See, there are certain people that we have to reach in a certain way. Paul said, I became all things to all men. He did not say that I needed them to come up where I am. He was saying, I went down to where they were. Amen? He's saying, if they are not where I am, then I have to meet them where they are. See, a lot of us want to meet people and only talk to them from where we are, but what about where they are in their life? There are a lot of us who used to be in the same positions as the people who we will be talking to or witnessing to or ministering to. So you have to meet them where they are. Because right now they may not be going to church. Right now they may be going to church, but they may have been hurt in the church. So you have to talk to them on that level. Well, you know what? There was a time when I went to a church, or the time when I was going to my church, and there was someone in the church who hurt me. Give them a story. Give them an example. Tell them about something that you've been through that they can relate to. Because the more they can relate to you, the more they'll be ready to receive what you have to say. People don't like to be talked down to. They like to be talked to. Friends talk to each other. They don't talk down to one another. So they want someone who they can talk to and have a relationship with and communicate with, who they feel like cares about them, who they feel like wants to see them succeed, who they feel like has their best interest in mind, who they feels like, and I want to say this right, who they feel they can confess to and not hear it all over the church, or not hear it by someone else, or not hear it over the pulpit. Because if I come to you with my secret, with my innermost thoughts, or with what I'm going through, or what I'm struggling with, and then I hear it over the pulpit now that says to me, you cannot be trusted. I cannot talk to you. Because you're going to take what I say and use it. And you may have every good intention to bless the people of God because of what I'm going through, and you know I can help someone else, but I said it to you in confidence, and I wanted you to keep it in confidence. That's what that person is thinking. And we have a lot of people who have had that as a testimony. You know, you went to the pastor, or you went to the bishop or deacon or whoever, or you went to another church member, and you confided in them about what you were going through or what you were struggling with, and then it became church gossip. Everybody knew your business. Everybody knew what you were going through. Everybody knew what you were struggling with. And you don't want everybody in your business. God even says in the word, when you pray to me, pray, go to your secret closet, to that secret place where it's just me and you talk to me. You don't have to worry about me telling everybody what we are talking about together, one-on-one. Because God has your best interest in mind. He knows the thoughts that he thinks towards you. So we have to be mindful of that. While we're building kingdom relationships, we have to be mindful of where people are. We have to be mindful of what they have been through. We have to be mindful of what they're going through. I want to go to the story of the woman by the well. And why am I going to that story? Why are we talking about the woman by the well? Well, we're talking about her because Jesus got on her level. Jesus talked to her. He didn't talk down to her. He didn't talk to her as he was in authority and she had to listen to him, or she had to know who he was. He came to her as anybody else would have talked to her. He first asked her for water. He was building a relationship. He was building a connection. He was talking to her as he would talk to anyone else. He didn't talk to her, "I'm Jesus, I'm God, you're doing wrong, you're not doing right. Let me tell you something, get right and get straight or get left." No, he sat down and he talked to her. He met her where she was. He understood her. He understood what she was going through. He understood where she had been. He knew where she had been. Even though she didn't know, he knew her. He knew the things that she had done in her life. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And so I want you guys to understand where Jesus was coming from. I want you to understand what he was doing. Praise God. I want you to understand he was building a relationship with her. He was making a connection with her. He knew her. He knew her name. He knew her life. He knew that she had sinned. He knew that she had transgressed. He knew that she was living in iniquity. He knew where she was and where she had been. Yet look at the manner in which he talked to her. So if you would go with me to the book of John chapter 4. Glory to God. We're going to look at the conversation that Jesus had with the woman by the well. John chapter 4, starting in verse 1. It says, "When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee." And he must needs go through Samaria. Praise the Lord. I want to say that again. And he must needs go through Samaria. So he went there on purpose. Amen. He went there on purpose to sit down and have a conversation with this woman. Amen. Praise the Lord. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, and God forgive me if I'm not saying it right, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. And Jesus saith unto her, "Give me to drink." For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, "How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest the drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans." So she knew that the Jews had separated themselves from the Samaritans, and they would not even speak to them. So he, as a Jew, talking to her or asking her for something was bizarre. It was strange. She didn't understand it. And what did Jesus say to her? Praise the Lord. Jesus answered and said unto her, "If thou knewest the gift of God," come on now, "and who it is that saith to thee, 'Give me to drink,' thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water." So he's letting her know what he is. He is a gift of God, and he could give her water that she knows not of. "The woman saith unto him, 'Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water?" Where did you get that water from? Because the well is deep, and you don't have anything to get the water out of. Amen. You have nothing that you can scoop the water out of the well with. "And Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? She doesn't know who he is. Who and who does he, praise God, who does he say that he is, rather? Who are you? And are you greater than Jacob? Amen? And Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus saith unto her, go, call thy husband and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband. For you have had five husbands, and he whom you now have is not your husband. In that sayest thou truly. The woman saith unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. So I'm going to stop right there, and I thank God for what he has shown us, because what is the Lord saying? He's saying, talk to people, relate to people, understand where they are, understand where they've been, know that I know where they are, know that I know where they've been, know that I know the sin that they have been in, know that I know they've been fornicating, they've been committing adultery, they have been whoremongers, know that I know they've been drunkards, know that I know they've been reviling, they've been brawlers, they've been fighting, know that I know the things that they have done, yet I desire to have a relationship with them, and I desire you, my people, to start where they are. Don't try to bring them to where you are. Start where they are. Have a real conversation with them. Get to know them. Ask them how they are, what they're going through, what they've been through. Ask them how they're feeling. Ask them, talk to them. Really start a real conversation and dialogue with them, because God wants them to know he cares about everything that concerns them. He wants us to be in a place where we really understand them, where we really know how to pray for them, where we really know how to intercede for them, where we really want to see them succeed, where we really have their best interests in mind, where we really love them as our own, not just as a member of the church, not just as a son and a daughter in the church, but as your own. You've taken them in as your own biological son and daughter, as your own family. God wants us to truly be in their life, to be a real part of their life. God wants us to have that relationship with them, a real relationship with them. Amen? So I hope and I pray that you've taken the time today to start a relationship, a real relationship with the people of God, a real relationship, a real conversation. Get to know them. Try to understand them. See where they've been. See how you can really help them. See how you can really relate to them, how you can understand who they are, why they are the way they are, where they've been in their life. Amen? Glory to God. So I hope today that this will help you. This will help you. This will help you, praise the Lord, to have that understanding. This will help you to build that bond. This will help you to get to really know them for who they are. Amen? Glory to God. And I hope that you will take this and you will listen to it and you will receive it. Glory to God. I thank God for what has been said today. I thank God for what he is doing, and I thank God for what he is about to do as you get on their level personally and talk to them and allow them to know somebody does care. Somebody does understand me. Somebody really does know what I'm going through or where I've been, and they really, truly want to help me. Glory to God. Be blessed, people of God. Bye-bye.